Good evening, folks.
I'll let her know you're there.
This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week to be here, to touch you and to have you touch me and share information and ask questions and answer them. It's just marvelous. So if you have the urge to call in with a question, please feel free.
Ellen.
Ellen is on the line.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi, Ellen. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, it's just my most influential past life that I'd like to hear more about.
The most influential. Ellen, you've had a lot of past lives here on Earth. Your monad has sent fingers of consciousness to this planet many times. So to go for the most influential is difficult because you've had a lot of influential lifetimes. You're an organizer. You're a lover of humanity and the earth. And you, along with all of your fingers of consciousness, because it is your monad that you come from, that shared this interest with you. So as I said, you've done great work for the planet, and I offer you, in the name of the planet, thanks for all that you and your fingers of consciousness have done. As I said, it would be extremely difficult to find the most influential, because they were all good.
Is there a way of just mentioning the what my monad specializes in type of thing, you know, in other words, why that monad? Is there a...
I'm not sure of the question. Why that monad? What?
Yeah, it's kind of a because there's we're not able to talk about the general past lives, but is there something that you could actually say in terms of the monad itself?
I'm not quite sure of your question, dear. I don't know what you're asking me. You want me to find out something about the monad, but I don't know what you're looking for.
Okay, just what its goals are for all of the different, you know, what it's trying to accomplish.
Actually, all of them are trying to accomplish the same thing, you might say. It is the elevation of the fingers of consciousness that come to the planet. It is the elevation of the planet itself. It is bringing forth cooperation among people, to share love among people. These are all common threads that all of the monads share.
Okay.
That answer your question?
I just because of the difficulty with any particular life, I just wonder if there was any kind of a specialty, but it looks like there might well not be.
Are you having difficulties right now?
Oh, no more than anybody else. You know what I mean? We all do.
Are you finding something particularly difficult to bear?
My situation with my mother, she's 97 and she's has some pretty major issues.
I would think so.
Looking after her.
That's kind of difficult.
Right.
Well, I've said this before, but I think it might be good to repeat it now. We come into this life following a group of certain souls, your mother certainly being one of the souls that you have shared many lifetimes with. And sometimes we come, and those lifetimes are very helpful in the sense that it is bringing us great rewards, and other times it is very difficult because there are a lot of struggles with it. This is the nature of our life here on this planet. It's not something that can be changed. But I will say this, One of the reasons that you and your mother are together right now is she will be, you probably are aware of the fact that she's going to be crossing over, right?
I would expect that she would be in the not, you know, she's okay, but today she was actually had somebody, you know, working to try to help her to walk again after, you know, fracturing a hip. So it was kind of like a positive thing, trying to get her back on her feet again.
Your mom has great intention, doesn't she? And fortitude and desire.
Right.
And one of the reasons why the two of you are together is she's teaching you those qualities and you are learning those qualities from her. She has been a soul that you have shared many lifetimes together. And I think you probably know that, don't you? You understand her and she understands you.
Yeah, I do know that.
And so you're close with her. And this is the time when you will be helping her cross over. And you will be doing it in a very loving manner. And loving her is easy for you to do. You've spent all these years with her. And you admire her good qualities. And she has taught you so many wonderful aspects of who and what you are. She has brought out good qualities in you, my dear. And I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
And so it is, she has given to you in the past, and now it's your turn to give to her. And so when it is time for her to cross over, and we're not expecting it to be anytime soon, but when that time comes, you will hold her and enfold her in your love. And in that respect, you can eliminate the fear. People seem to have a fear when they cross over. But I have spoken to people who have recently crossed over, and that what they tell me is that it was such an easy process, that it was as if they closed their eyes one moment, and the next top moment they opened their eyes in the next world. So when the time comes, keep her cheerful, be loving what you are, and just allow. And one of the things when our loved ones cross over, they hope that we won't grieve over them because it's hard for them to adjust. It's harder for them to adjust in their new life when we are here on earth grieving for them. So just know
right.
that it is a progression of life. And I think you understand that all of this is a progression in life, and you will love her and you will love what she taught you. And just know that the two of you have been together many times in many expressions. Sometimes you've been the mother and daughter, and sometimes the sisters, sometimes aunts and uncles. That is the way these groups of souls work, so that we can learn every possible and conceivable, you might say, node on the scale of life. And you have been with her for a very long time. The two of you have shared. I mean, I can see now you've been sisters at one time, helping each other. You were sisters in England, helping one another, loving one another. And I see you playing musical instruments together. It was a very happy lifetime. You've had a lot of happy lifetimes with this particular soul. And the fact of the matter is, you will have lifetimes with her again. That's one of the beautiful things about, you might say, our loved ones that cross over. They will be back. They will be back in different bodies, different skins, and so will you. And you will carry on that particular journey that the two of you have worked upon. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is. It is. It's the way it should be.
It's the way it is, sweetheart. And when she finally goes, bless her, tell her it's nothing to fear, and tell her that you will always be together in one form or another, because that is the way it works. Blessings to you, dear heart.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carolyn. Appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So if there is anyone else that wishes to know the relationship with a loved one, or a relationship with one that you do not get along with, you know, what comes forth is all not necessarily beds and roses, but sometimes what comes forth is the challenges that the souls have had together. And I will say this, the soul never forgets. It changes bodies, but it never forgets. The challenges come forth and the blessings come forth. And so what you are experiencing today have been events that you have experienced in the past. And that is true of your immediate family or your coworkers. It's a beautiful, you might say, road that all the souls are on. And
Gail.
Earth is like a school. Gail, you are on the line, dear one?
Yes. Hi, Carol. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. What can we do for you today?
I'm in urgent work right now to remain in the physical well enough to complete the mission here. And I'm having quite a few obstacles.
Now, are these all health problems?
Yes, health problems and other obstacles that stand in my way to finishing up my work here in this dimension.
Let's talk about one of them. Is it a health problem that we're talking about that most concerns you?
Yes, to be able to function in my body well enough to function has been an obstacle for some time.
So you haven't been well?
No.
Do you meditate, dear one?
Yes.
Let's take a moment right now, Gail. I don't know if you can do this, but let's try. I want you to intend to reach your higher self. Do you ever work with your higher self when you're in meditation?
Well, I can use some practice.
Let's do it now.
Thank you.
I want you to ask your higher self, what is the reason behind the poor health? Now, you're not going to get an answer hearing in your ear, but you will feel the answer in the heart area. So I want you mentally to ask your higher self the reason for all of these health problems and tell me if you can feel this answer within your heart chakra. Are you getting an answer?
I'm trying to keep it simple. You know, I'm trying to keep it simple so that it can be, you know, implemented.
Simple's the best way. What message are you getting?
Letting go and stop caring, of course, is a big problem. And
why are you having a problem letting go? What is the message here? They want you to let go of what?
Maybe the sorrow and the fear.
Sorrow and fear of what? The body not working?
Yes, I've almost pulled out a time. I've almost gotten to some stability. And each time it seems to be pulled away from me. I don't know if my Cherokee grandmother who's a medicine woman.
Mm.
You know, there are several souls and energies that I'm working to join in completion, and they're a part of my being here.
You've got a lot on your plate, don't you?
I have a lot on my plate.
Yeah, you're working with a lot of different things.
Yes. Yes.
You mentioned something earlier about keeping it simple.
Yes.
I think it would be good if you worked on one situation at the moment. What's the most important situation for you to be working on right now?
Stability in my housing and in my health. You know, all of those things to function with my health, my housing, and cash flow.
You've got too many things going on here. Now you gotta really keep it simple. You're talking about cash flow. You're talking about housing. You see, these are they're big problems, and they're the sort of things that you've got to work on one thing at a time. And I would suggest that to you, dear one, that you take one situation and work on that until it's completed to your satisfaction, and then go to the next one. So what is the most important thing right now? Your health?
Yes.
We ask that you go to the higher self and ask the higher self why you have these struggles with health. Did you get an answer?
It's not clear. It's hard to make it simple because the health interfaces with having housing, stable housing, and cash flow to survive at this time.
Do you want me to try and get an answer for you? I can go to your higher self and ask. Okay, I'm going to, since you've given me permission, because we can't do these things without permission. You've given me permission to ask your higher self why the health problems are a challenge at this moment. And I did that. And the answer that I am getting, dear one, is there is a need to love yourself. And what I am hearing is from little up, you have felt that you have not been worthy of people's love. What do you feel about that?
That might be, yes.
Do you believe that you are worthy of people's love?
I'm working on it. I'm aware of the need for self-love.
I'm going to give you a little exercise to do. You take a mirror every day, as often as it is comfortable for you to do this, and look in the mirror and look in the eyes in the mirror. You could take a little hand mirror. And you tell yourself that you are worthy of love, that you were created in love. The Creator loves you. And you were conceived in love. You were brought into the world in love. You have the right to be here. You have the right to be here, sweetheart. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of the place that you are in. And do this as frequently as you can until you start to feel, as you look at your eyes in this hand mirror, to start to feel that you are a being of love, worthy to be here. I will say one thing to you. There are many souls who wish to be here right now, and all of them who wish to be here are not able to be here. You were given this gift that you are able to be here, and you are here. Love yourself, my dear. Work on it. Let me know how that is going with you. Because if you use that hand mirror and you look at your eyes in that hand mirror and you tell yourself that you're worthy of love, after a while you're going to start believing it. And you see, once you believe this, you start attracting into your life all these other things that you are talking about being without. It's all revolves around self-love. We have to love ourselves. You are this beautiful white light. That is what your soul is. Work on that, sweetheart. You are worthy of being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. And I love you, and everyone else loves you. You just don't realize it.
No, it's strange. It's strange that I don't know. I don't know how, if I've always had that or if that.
I think if you worked in meditation and you looked upon it, something happened in your youth somewhere where you felt that you were not worthy of this love. Either somebody did something or they said something that planted this seed that you were not worthy. And you are worthy.
The universe, of it, you know, is the strange thing that I have with my sister. And, yes, it's hard to let it go, and it's hard to, that is a stuck place.
Why is it hard to let that go?
What?
Why is it hard to let this relationship with your sister go?
Just to let her go?
Yeah, let that bad feelings between the two of you go. Send her love. We talked about this before, I do believe.
Yes, send her love. Did. And yes.
Are you sending her love?
Yes, I can.
At some point, she's going to understand that you're sending her love, and she will react to that. People cannot ignore love. It is a law of the universe. They can't forever ignore love. And I want you right now to see your sister's face in your mind's eye and intend to send her love. Do this every day. You'll see a difference in her reaction towards you at some point. It will work. Love always is the answer. When we have doubts, love. It's the answer, my friend. You work on that.
Yes.
However,
thank you.
I will say you do have a lot of things going on with your sister. And you've had a lot of things going on with your sister in the past. You know that that is a relationship that goes back a long time. I think we've spoken about this in the past.
Yes, I'm aware that I became aware. I've been working through this sister thing for decades, even from my childhood awareness. We're the only ones left. Everybody else in the family is dead. It's so strange, and it's just us. And
that might seem that way to you, but remember that the other people, like your parents, you can call them in and speak to them during meditation. They're more than willing to help you.
Yes. She's in the house that I lived when I was 1 year old. You know, she's in the house that I wanted to be in or thought I would be in. And it's a very strange working out. It's not conscious. I can't be conscious of it, but it's hard.
It's a great. You're carrying a great sorrow over this.
Yes, lots of sorrow.
Yes, and if you don't forgive, you're the one that's going to be suffering, not her.
Yes. Yes.
While we're here, I would like for you, if you're willing, to consciously think about forgiving her. Just consciously think about forgiving her. And let it go and move on.
Okay.
You really are a beautiful soul. Think of the love that you are. Live that love. Share it with those around you. And don't be too intent on thinking of your sister. Because you feel from what I can feel from your heart is you think your sister has everything and you have nothing.
Is that right? Yes.
Are you feeling that way?
Yeah. Well, I have to recreate another flow of energy. She's in the house that I thought I would be in. She's in the inheritance I thought that I had. What can I say?
It might change. Just because she's in that place, because she's in that place right now, doesn't mean that she's going to stay in that place. People change. Send her your love. It might surprise you. She might change. And send her your love with the intention that she will change towards you. This is very difficult for you to do. It's hard for you to forgive her. But as I said, if you don't forgive her, the one that's suffering is you, not her. She's not suffering. Yes?
No, she's not suffering.
No, you're the one that's suffering.
Has she forgiven me?
What do you think does she have something that she has to forgive where you're concerned?
Well, I think she didn't want me to be here, to come into the life. She's 4 years older. And
you think that there was jealousy because you were born? She was the older sister?
Yes, I know that. True.
Mm-hmm.
And also from many, many lives. I mean, she's verbalized it that she, I was raised by being told if only I was less of myself, I would be bearable. The famous statement. I was always put down and I was the more intelligent, whatever. Something happened where I haven't always been in this rut, but it seems that it's hard to pull out without my help.
Hmm.
I mean, I have been through a very devastating thing with my health.
Of course you have. And it's understandable.
And I didn't have... I didn't have any safety net or anything or anyone to fall back on.
This is hard for you to understand, my darling, but you have yourself. Love yourself. Take that hand mirror, look into those eyes, and tell yourself that you are worthy and that you are loved. And that you can make your own way, that you are strong. I wish I could help you more than that, but I can't. This work has to be done by you.
but I will so say, simple. It seems really it seems so simple, and it is simple. And sometimes it's the very simple things that are elusive for us.
That's true.
You know, yes,
love is a simple thing. Send her love. And when you meditate, ask her soul if she can send you love. You know, love is a two-way street. You can send it to her and ask her higher self to encourage her to send you love. As long as people are breathing, there is always this opportunity and chance to change. And I wish you well. You're having a difficult time of it, I understand. But I hope that I, speaking with you, has given you some form of encouragement. And I do encourage you.
Is the self-love or the problem with my health?
If you started loving yourself, your health would improve dramatically.
All right.
If you meditated and you ask the body that. Does it require love from you?
Elaine.
And it will tell you yes. Okay, my darling, we've got to move on. Elaine, we have Elaine on the line?
Yes, thank you very much, Carolyn.
My pleasure.
Bye.
What can we do Bye-bye. For you, sweetheart?
Called you last week, it was at the very end of the show, and posed a question, and you said, all right, call me next week with this same question. So here I am calling you.
Well, there you are with your hat in your hand. What's the question,
yeah,
sweetheart?
Exactly. Well, you were speaking last night about many, many souls who wanted to incarnate on the earth. And I remember telling you that when I was 13 years old, I actually wanted to have a lot of children. Mm. It was a deep desire. In fact, I was born wanting children. And, I felt that was the greatest thing for me to do was to be a wife, of course, and a mother. And
so
and
beautiful.
I wanted many, many children. And I ended up having, I wanted 13. I had one born on the 13th of the month. Anyway,
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And
as I recall, you told me that this one that you did have is a lot of work.
Yes, indeed. God bless him. He has four children. None of us have seen him in nearly 13 years. He was falsely accused of something, and it frightened him so that he left. He left everybody and went to Florida and then took off from there, and we haven't seen him. So his children they adored him, and they've spent a good part of their lives without him. And
Do you communicate with him?
No, I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. And I don't know if I will ever see him this side of the veil.
Wait a minute. Let's stop right there. I'm hearing a lot of I don't knows, but you can search for a person. You know, first of all, you know that he's in Florida.
No, he isn't in Florida. He left. And they somebody said he's in Massachusetts right now. They've seen him, but I don't know. He's made no attempt to contact the family at all. And I know he's a Marine. Well, you know, not in service right now, but a trained Marine. And he once told his girl that if he ever left, and nobody would ever find him. He knows how to hide. And I'm afraid that if I looked for him, I would drive him deeper into hiding. I mean, he's very clever that way.
Okay.
I, you
what
know,
does your
I'm
heart tell you? Let me interrupt what you're saying. What does your heart tell you to do?
Let it be.
Your heart is telling you to let it be.
Yeah.
And you believe that that's an accurate answer.
Well, I've thought that for years. You know, let it be. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's changed a little. Maybe I can look for him. I don't know.
You know, there's a lot of children in the world who need help of some sort.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying.
I think so.
Why don't you take that energy that you are feeling for him and devote it to some other children who could use help of some sort? You know, there are children who are abandoned.
Well, I've devoted myself to two of his children. They lived with me.
That's wonderful.
And their mother threw them out of the house, and I took them to live with me. Got deeply into debt. I'm now job hunting. I'm an older worker, but I'm job hunting, and I pray God that the right job is going to come through. I'm really in a difficult financial situation.
Yeah,
now.
You did the right thing, and it kind of backfired on you.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Financially, certainly, it backfired.
So what are your skills, darling?
Oh, well, I've worked in as a legal assistant, and I've gone to school fairly recently to try to get my paralegal certificate finally.
How close are you to that?
Well, I've got four more courses, but I've taken the two critical ones.
Can you work for an attorney part time?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do. I mean, I'm working for a temporary agency that sent me here and sent me there, and it's possible that...
Sweetheart, why don't you try this? You have the ability to know how to do research. Why don't you contact some attorneys directly and ask them if they are looking for someone that can do research for them?
Okay.
What does that sound like?
That sounds good. I'll have to look up.
Are
my
you in a small town or a large town?
No, I'm in a city in central Massachusetts.
My goodness, there's attorneys everywhere.
No, they are. There are. They
get a phone book.
Okay.
Call some attorneys. Mm-hmm. Tell them that you could do research for them, and are they interested in hiring you part time?
That's a good idea.
Start with the part-time, and when you prove yourself to them, they'll hire you full-time.
All right. Can you tell me why I wasn't able to have all the children I wanted? You started to say something last week, we had to finish, about my promising this soul who has come through as my son that I would help him. I nearly died after the birth. I was in the hospital 2 months. It was really kind of hard.
I remember that conversation, dear.
Yeah.
And yes, you have devoted. There was a lot of energy that you needed with this child.
Oh, yeah.
You could not have dealt with this child and a lot of other children.
No, I could not have. No.
There wasn't enough of you to do that.
No, when I was alone, we were abandoned by his father. So,
you did all that you could.
Yes.
I want you to tell yourself that you did all that was humanly possible.
I did, and he knows that I did. He as much as said so. I know.
Why are you worrying? But you're still worrying over this. You're not letting it go.
Well, I feel badly that his children have been left without him, you know.
But, you know, children make relationships with others. And if they can't make the relationship with the father, they will make relationships with other people, because it's human nature to want to be part of a relationship.
Sure. Yes, it is.
It'll work out, sweetheart. Don't trouble yourself so.
All right. I hope then if I do come back, I can be physically fit to bear the children that I want, you know, with a lovely father for them. That's a deep desire of mine.
You know, these desires are things that really are fulfilled.
Yes.
They will be fulfilled.
Yes.
Especially if it is a good desire. You see, you're not desiring something that is not positive. You're desiring something that is positive, and it will be fulfilled.
Thank you very much.
Have trust and faith in the universe. You're a good woman.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you.
And not only are you a good woman, but you spread your light among a lot of people. But
I do make the effort to do that, yes.
Call these attorneys.
All right. I will.
You've got plenty of attorneys in the area.
They all want
a good woman like you doing research for them.
Okay.
You'll find one.
All right.
And they should pay you well.
I would hope. I certainly need the money. I certainly do to get on.
They will, darling.
All right.
Even if it's just a part-time job and you work for several of them.
Okay.
You don't have to work for one attorney.
Okay.
But while you're looking for an attorney, look for one that's prosperous.
Yes, I will.
They can pay you what you're worth.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very, very much indeed.
Blessings to you, dear one.
And you as well, Carolyn.
Indeed, thank sweetie.
All right. God bless.
God bless you. I would just like to mention that there are always answers if we search for them. And I would like to let you know that we're getting towards the end of this show. It is so hard to believe that an hour goes by this fast. So if you have something that you want to talk about, call me soon. And consider going to carolynevers.com. And on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. What comes out of that is so incredibly wonderful. So go to carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, order a past life reading. Because these past life readings talk about all the past lives of all of the fingers of consciousness that your monad had sent to Earth. And the things that you find out are so remarkable. I did one not too long ago. And the one that I had done it for actually listened to Yeshua speak on top of the hill about the Beatitudes. What you find out is so remarkable. So consider it. Go to carolynevers.com on the left-hand side. And order a past life reading. It will be worth it. Trust me, you will be so happy that you did that. Because what comes out of it is some remarkable information. Well, my friends, we're getting close to the end of the hour. If you're going to call in, do it soon. Also, we have many in the etheric who are willing to work with us. And you can call forth a master in whichever field that you are interested in. And if you are interested in psychology, for instance, call forth a master in light. Remember that. You want a master of light who is working in that field, and call them in. And work with them. and only call those of the light that your soul is willing to work with. It's amazing the work that you can do, and not only that, it will make you happy. Sometimes we even find money making opportunities working with a master in the light. The information that comes from it can be put into books, can be put on an internet site, can be passed among friends. You can actually make an income doing these sorts of things. And I have talked to people who have done just that. As long as there is breath in the body, there is always a way to find the answers to our problems. My friends, we have like a few more minutes left in this hour. I don't know where the time goes, but it does go by quickly. We have 2 minutes as I see it. No, 12 minutes. If somebody wants to call in, I think we can take a question real fast. You can either call in with a question or you can listen to me talk, whichever you wish to do. I worked with an individual whose finger of consciousness, one of the fingers of consciousness, was there listening to Jesus discussing the Beatitudes. And when I went to Europe, I was there at that spot. It's an amazing spot because it's up on a hill and it's like a basin. The earth is shaped like a basin below. And a person can be on top of the hill and everybody below can hear every word that that individual is saying on top of the hill. There's a church that has been built there, and it's called the Church of the Beatitudes. It's a beautiful spot. Just beautiful. You could read about it on the internet, or if you're fortunate enough to be able to travel, it would be a wonderful place to go and see. And the energies there are beautiful. There are so many places in the world where there is just such beautiful energy because many people have passed through who were highly evolved souls, and they left an energy behind them that is very uplifting, and it has gone down into the earth. And we've spoken about this before. The earth has connection blocks that look like the back of a ball, a ball that you would play games with, a soccer ball. And each one of those little partitions in the earth is filled with energy that we can receive, that we can add to our own energy. The world is a wonderful place. And there is so much excitement here, so much to learn, so much good to accomplish. And if you're feeling sad this day, think of something beautiful. There's so much beauty around us, birds and flowers, roses. Have a beautiful rose that you can look at. Think of the beauty and the diversity that is upon this earth. The green of the grass, the blue of the sky. There is so much to enjoy, so much to love. And love your families and those that you work with and those that you don't know. Strangers in the night, love them too. And you might find that this love is being sent back to you. It's a wonderful thing. Just wonderful, my friends. So we're getting to the point, we have 9 minutes. If you have a question, we have a little bit of time that we might be able to answer. Call now or wait until next week, whichever you choose. But I am here for, it looks like, 8 more minutes, friends. Can you believe that hour has passed so quickly? But it has. And I have a donate button on my website. If you feel that I've helped you in any way, you can donate something. Whatever you can afford would be a help to me. And it is the way that you can bless me, and I thank you for that. So, my friends, we have 8 minutes. And if you're so inclined, go to carolynevers.com on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. What this entails, we actually take you to a past life, one that your soul decides that you should view, and you actually go into that lifetime and you experience. It's not something that we're telling you about, but you actually experience what went on in that lifetime. It's quite remarkable. Everybody who has done this tell me, and they would tell you, how remarkable it is to be able to step into a past lifetime and experience all that they experienced in that lifetime. And the soul determines what lifetime it is. And I've done these with people, and such beautiful things have happened. So that's carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, you can order a past life reading. We've had so many past lifetimes. The soul does not forget. It brings forth the sadnesses that have occurred in the past, and it brings forth the glories. And if you're struggling with something right now, it is an indication that there is an event or an individual that needs to be healed, that needs to be cleared in some fashion. By the way, people that I am aware of who have crossed over, just so you have some sort of an idea as to what people do on the other side, what they tell me is they can study whatever appeals to them. And I had an individual tell me that as soon as they crossed over, they had seen all of their past lifetimes. And it had gone all the way back to the time of Confucius. And he saw himself sitting at the feet of Confucius, learning from him. And so what he is doing now, on the other side, is studying philosophy. I just thought I would share that with you, because I'm sure at one time or another we have wondered, what in the world do people do when they cross over to the other side? My friends, they don't sit on a cloud playing a harp. They're all very busy. I recall when Richard and I used to do this work together, we would call forth souls from the other side, and they would come forth, and Richard used to discuss or interpret what they were saying, explaining what they did on the other side. And it was quite remarkable. They're all busy, my friends. They're not sitting on a cloud playing a harp, but they are busy doing the things that they want to do. And some of the things have had threads that they have picked up from their lifetime here, and they carry over to the other side and learn more. Well, my goodness, we have just a few minutes, probably too late to help anybody that wants to call in. So we have a few minutes where you're going to just have to listen to what I have to say. when you wake up in the morning, expect all goodness to be happening to you. Do not expect anything negative. Expect positive things to happen to you that day. Intend that all that will happen will be positive, and you will not be disappointed. Because remember, what comes back is what you expect. Expect only the good. That is what you are opened for, the good. And you can call upon your higher self to bring people into your lifetime that can share blessings with you, that you can work with them and do things that will benefit both of your souls. The higher self brings people into our lives, brings opportunities into our lives. And if you're looking for opportunities, call on the higher self to bring forth those people who can offer to you the opportunities that you are looking for. It is the job of your higher self. And so, my friends, we have probably 1 minute left. And I am here offering to you the very best information that I have and offering to you thoughts about positive living, positive experiences. Expect the best. Don't forget, use that hand mirror. Look into the hand mirror. Look into your eyes. And tell yourself how much you love yourself, how much you love your body, how much you intend for your body to be healthy. And ask your body to inform you about what changes that you need to make. Because maybe you need to make some changes in diet or exercise or activities of some sort. Your body will tell you. That is the way of the body. So, my dear friends, good night for now. And I'll see you next week, where you can call in with your questions. And consider also going to CarolynEvers.com and on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. What you learned for it will amaze you, because we don't tell you about a past life. We actually take you to that past life and you walk into it, and it's one that your soul has chosen. It's quite remarkable. Good night for now. See you next week.